Today on Gardening in a Minute, blueberries. Blueberries are tasty fruits that can be grown in your own backyard. Two types of blueberries grow well in Florida, rabbit eye and southern high bush. If you're in the northern half of the state, plant rabbit eye, but if you're in the southern half, choose the southern high bush. Both kinds of blueberries require acidic, well-drained soils. Plants will benefit from the addition of organic matter and a layer of pine bark mulch. Blueberries will do best in a sunny area away from buildings and competition from roots of trees. During the first growing season, remove all the flowers before they turn into fruit to firmly establish your plants and make the crop stronger the following year. Remember, you'll need at least two different varieties planted close together for cross-pollination. For more information about blueberries and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, citrus leaf miner. The citrus leaf miner has established and spread rapidly throughout the citrus growing areas of Florida. Citrus leaf miners attack new growth on citrus trees and other plants. They are difficult to treat because the eggs and larvae are inside the actual leaf tissue. Look for squiggly lines on young leaves. When a larvae hatches, it eats its way through the inside of the leaf until it finds a way out. Some leaves will curl from the damage caused by the larvae. Homeowners with backyard citrus trees can manage their leaf miner problems by using horticultural mineral oil sprays labeled for citrus. Use the oil as a preventative measure by targeting new growth. Each time you see a large amount of new leaves, consider protecting it with an application of oil. For more information about citrus leaf miners, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bird baths. Bird baths are a great way to attract feathered friends to your garden. Select a shallow basin that has a rough surface so birds will have sure footing. You can choose either a ground level or a pedestal style basin. Ground level basins mimic natural water sources but can leave birds at risk. Place the basin away from shrubs since predators can hide there. The best spot is near a tree so that birds can make a quick getaway. Place your bird bath near a garden hose so it's easy to fill. Every 10 days or so, scrub the basin with a bleach solution. Dirty bird baths can spread lethal diseases among birds. The sound of moving water attracts birds, so try adding some to give birds extra incentive to visit. For more information about bird baths and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, thyme. Thyme is a perennial herb that comes in a wide variety of flavors, sizes, and even colors. Thyme has small gray-green leaves and produces tiny purple flowers. A common sight in herb gardens, thyme is also used in gardens for its ornamental value. Start the plants from seed in early spring or winter in South Florida. You can also purchase container-grown plants almost year-round. Space plants 12 inches apart or use in containers where it will spill over the edge. Replant thyme every 3 to 4 years for best growth. To store dried thyme for cooking, remove the top third of the plant when flowers begin to form and dry away from heat and light. Store dried leaves in tightly closed containers to add flavor to your favorite recipes. For more information about thyme and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, staghorn ferns. Staghorn ferns, with their beautiful, unusual foliage, are found throughout much of the tropical world. In their native habitat, staghorns thrive as epiphytes, typically growing on tree trunks, branches, or rocks. In the landscape, the ferns are often mounted on a piece of wood, tree fern fiber, or wire basket. Most staghorn ferns thrive best in partial shade, so hang yours under a tree or on a shaded porch. You can propagate your staghorn by removing the pups, or small plants, that emerge from the main plant. Establish your new plant with damp sphagnum on a wooden slab or basket. Once it's established, allow your fern to dry out thoroughly between waterings. Staghorns thrive in South Florida and do well in Central and North Florida if protected from freezes. For more information about staghorn ferns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.